The following podcast is sponsored by Crystal Glass, where windshield replacement and automotive glass repair has been a specialty for over six decades. Call 310-GLASS or visit them online at crystalglass.ca. This is Gross Misconduct.
Hey now!
Welcome to another episode of Gross Misconduct. This is season 4, episode 23. We're calling it Mummy Dearest. I am your charming host, Carl, and sitting across from me is my husband, Andrew.
Thanks, wife. We want to begin this week's episode by thanking our newest Patreon subscriber, Tom. You too can be a subscriber by going to patreon.com/gross_misconduct and pledging as little as $5 a month to keep this podcast going.
Here is the rewind of our last episode of the Gross Misconduct podcast.
Do you want to do that again?
I do not.
What are you doing over there? There's a lot of banging underneath the...
You know, I can't.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe you shouldn't be doing that at 3 a.m. Like, oh, just kind of.
I am the problem.
Yeah.
It was indeed a long time between episodes.
To all of our listeners, that you had to wait a month for another episode to come out. That was not our plan, but God, I feel like I was gone so long.
Oh gosh, eh?
Yeah.
Oh jeez.
But here we are.
Here we are. Well, you gotta hope that everybody's kind of like a few episodes behind.
Yeah, I know I am.
Carol spends a lot of time correcting grammar.
A poll asked
couldn't
people,
live without. You mean you said what they couldn't live with? It's what they couldn't live without.
What's the word? What's the opposite of timely?
Untimely. Duh.
Take.
Yeah, because I don't think
your
you.
Hands off
I don't
my
think
body.
You can put something your, yeah. off of something. Yeah, right.
Put your hands off my body.
That would be like take your hands on my body. Like that doesn't make sense. Right?
Wait a second. Was that an offer?
Andrew is reunited with an old friend.
El Bandito Tuaya made an appearance.
What?
Yes, he's not been seen or heard from in a couple of years. Mm. I only have this by rumor and speculation. Mm-hmm. I did not see it for myself.
Okay.
However, I did witness these perps put the towels down at 6 o'clock and then leave. 4 deck chairs reserved in the front row by the pool.
Okay.
And you know, smokers are the nicest people on ships. We all get to know each other really well. I mentioned to them that there was these chairs reserved and they said, you know, somebody should do something about that. And I said, well, have you ever heard the legend of El Bandito Tuaya? And they had not. And I told them the story of the bandito. Mm-hmm. So I explained how it works and then I took a walk. And then I came back. But somehow the towels from those 4 chairs have been removed and we're now floating in the pool. I don't know what happened.
And that's what happened in the last episode of the Gross Misconduct podcast. Now you're all caught up.
Oh, Mr. Trudeau. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because well, of course, I'm happy to be back from another cruise and home for almost a month now.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do have work in and around Alberta. It was quite an experience getting home from Egypt. I'm starting to understand now, having dealt with the Egyptians, why it's called Egypt. Because, you get gypped trying to leave that country. My God, I had to pay a $75 bribe to get off the ship. I've never heard of such a thing. And, you know, for days, as I often do on cruise ships, I spend the days prior to leaving down at guest services, who are the least informed people on any ship, asking, how am I getting off the ship? How am I getting to the airport? They never seem to prioritize getting guest entertainers off a ship, but it doesn't matter the cruise line. And they give you these answers that aren't true just to get rid of you. Like, oh, you'll get a letter under your door from the documentation office. No, I won't. No, I won't. I'll be back here the night before asking, how the hell do I get off the ship? Azamara Quest, my second time on that ship, great crew, great bunch, love the entertainment team. Like the passengers on this one, too. But, again, didn't know how I'm getting off, and then they took my passport. This is supposed to be happy, happy.
I know, Andrew. I was just thinking, this sounds more like angry, angry Andrew.
Well, you know, I put this together 10 days ago.
Right.
Anyways, they took my passport, and then we were in Safaga, Egypt, where people either went on excursions or got off the ship and walked around, although it wasn't advised. It's a sort of a dangerous little town. But they took my passport, so I was stuck on the ship. I asked about it, and they said, oh, no, the Egyptian immigration needs to see the passport for 24 hours. And then the next morning, I got it back, and they said, we've paid for your shuttle. We've paid for a security
detail.
Detail, yeah. I don't know. I guess that's the right word. But you may be asked for some in-transit departure visa, and it has to be cash, American funds paid to some guy on the dock.
Sounds legit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then, you know, I got off the ship and this guy comes up, you got my money? Like, yo, sure. Paid him the $75. He then put me in a van that drove for no more than 2 minutes out of the port area with the security detail behind me. And then he stopped the van and said, this is where you switch vans. I'm like, okay. And so I got out and another van pulled up and in I go and the security detail leaves. This port guy leaves and the guy tells me, you know, maybe it'd be a good idea if you sat in the back and pulled the curtain. So no red flags there at all that something might be wrong. I mean, his name was Ahmed, a great guy, didn't speak much English, but then I don't speak much Egyptian.
Arabic
is what I meant to say. I've been meaning to ask somebody if that's a language. Anyways.
Egyptian or Arabic?
Well, I know Arabic is.
Egyptian. No, I think it's just Arabic.
Okay.
Joe, check that.
Yeah. There's no such language as Egyptian?
I don't think so.
Well, that could have been the problem in communicating with Ahmed. Anyways, I did end up getting to Cairo and being dropped at the Cairo Hilton Heliopolis or some such thing. I think Heliopolis is actually a town in Egypt. Joe, check that. And did eventually get to the airport and home. But yeah, it was sketchy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And, you know, I texted you and just said, listen, I'm sort of half kidding, but if I don't get home safely, sue the shit out of Azamara.
So you would not do another Egyptian cruise?
I do not think that I would.
Yeah.
I might consider it if you were with me. Because we would go on.
I don't know. I mean, you've talked Egypt up so much.
Well, it really is a sketchy place.
You're like every port. I can't get off. It's too dangerous. I can't get off. It's too dangerous.
Alexandria was the first Egyptian port. And these people all had these 14-hour excursions to see the pyramids. And I was not prepared to put 14 hours in, nor was I prepared to pay the price. So I got off to walk in Alexandria. And when you get to the gate, it's not even set up to walk. It's a bridge that goes from the port over to the town, and there's really no sidewalk on it. So you can see that it wasn't set up for anyone to walk. Pedestrian traffic was not a consideration when they built the bridge. And so I walk across this bridge, and then the security guy, and by the way, every other person in Egypt has a uniform that says something, like army, security, police. Mm-hmm. This guy's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm going to walk around Alexandria. And he's like, why? Okay. Obviously not with the Department of Tourism. I'm like, well, I don't know. I just wanted to see the town. He goes, it's not recommended. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Like, because other people have told me they've gone to Egypt and it was a great experience. But you have to question, don't you, that you can't take an excursion in Egypt unless you have a security detail with you. So why would that be?
A selling point.
Yeah, I mean... And it's sort of like, you know, in Mexico, when you see like a sort of a pickup truck go by and there's like six police officers on the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you see all over Egypt, like all these guys with guns. And when I actually left the ship, the terrorist squad met me and they're wearing machine guns on their belts. I sent you a picture. And, you know, these guys also shady as hell, you know, just... they're like, yeah, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm leaving the ship. You're leaving the ship? Like, okay, what? Like, I've never felt less safe while out of the country than I did in Egypt. And, you know, and they don't even hide their guns, you know, like they're right there. And yeah, it was not what I would say a pleasant experience. But the reason I said I would do it again with you is because I would do it with you. I mean, I don't want to leave you a widow, and I certainly can't survive without you. So we might as well go together. And then we, you know, we could take excursions. Like, I'd like to go see the pyramids and the Sphinx and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I just wasn't prepared to put in that kind of time. Mm-hmm. So I saw nothing. Like, I saw the ship and I saw the ports, and we were in the Suez Canal. So what? I mean, really, so what? Like, it's a
canal.
A canal, you know, and that's it. And, you know, here's the other thing, and then, you know, I'll move on. Everywhere you drive in Egypt, and I mean everywhere, especially in the towns, no matter what the building is, like, you can go by a fertilizer plant, a power plant, a hotel, a resort. They have towers like you'd see at a prison with little windows and guys in each tower with rifles. And you're like, okay, why would the sewage plant need security? Like, is somebody planning to blow shit up? Yes. Oh, that was actually pretty funny. But anyways, yeah, I was just, it's, you know what it reminded me of? Do you remember, did you ever watch All in the Family back in the day?
Yes, sir.
And Archie Bunker one time went on a local newscast where they'd put anyone on who had an opinion. Mm-hmm. And at the time, planes were being hijacked to Cuba all over the place, and they were starting to institute security to look for guns and weapons. And his suggestion was, do the opposite. Give every passenger a gun, because no one's going to stand up with 360 people pointing a gun at you. And I think that's the plan that Egypt has adopted, because everyone has a gun, and almost everyone's in a uniform. And it would be really reckless to commit a crime in Egypt. I think it's really reckless just to be in Egypt. Mm. I'm not sure if I've been 100% clear on this, but Egypt is not a very safe place.
Not the exotic place you think it is, I guess is what you're saying.
No, it certainly isn't.
All right. Are you going to do your happy, happy Andrew now?
Well, I'm happy to be home.
Okay, good.
Joel. Tick.
And Joe's Fact Check is brought to you by our friends at South Central Dentistry. They're providers in all areas of general dentistry and oral health care, but also, more importantly, helping many nervous patients get the dental care they need with gentle sedation. Dr. Cowett is certified in-office conscious sedation with inhaled nitrous oxide gas, oral conscious sedation with a pill, and even intravenous sedation. So let the nice folks at South Central Dentistry put you at ease while they put a smile on your face. Call 780-757-3723 or visit them online at southcentraldentistry.com. Because here's the thing, Carl. I haven't told you this before. I have had a recurring dream for the last year or so that I'm on my knees with a hood over my head, and someone shoots me from behind. Mm-hmm. And I've woken up several times just like, oh my God, like it's a horrible dream. I'm not sure that I stay asleep long enough for them to pull the trigger, but I know I'm on my knees with a hood and there's a gun to my head. And I began to think during this ride back to Cairo that that wasn't a dream, it was a premonition. I was in that van just thinking, man, am I safe at all here? You know, when we stopped at a gas station, I got out for a smoke, and Ahmed, the greatest guy, and he's still texting me on WhatsApp. He texted me last night to see how I was doing. Ahmed was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm having a smoke. There's smoke in the van. Like, and then I said to him, am I safe here? And he was like, there's no reason to invite trouble. What does that mean, Ahmed? What does that mean?
I don't know. Opposites of timely include inopportune, ill-timed, inappropriate, and late. In terms of hierarchy, managers typically rank higher than supervisors. Within most organizations, managers are regarded as middle-level management. Regarding hurricane secondary wind.
Hurricane secondary wind? That was my nickname in high school.
We've never done a podcast in the morning before, I think.
No.
It's kind of a little dozy still.
God, remember when I used to do mornings at Chet? Oh, my God. I would get home.
That was like the worst year.
Oh, my ever. God. That was horrible.
You were just like a miserable fucker.
I hated that shift. Yeah. I didn't want to do it. They coerced me into doing it. Mm-hmm. They threw a bunch of money at me and then told me that if I didn't do it, they were going to take me off the air in the afternoon. So I agreed to it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was not good.
Oh, fuck me. I would get home from that shift, wake up in a panic that I had slept through the show, and then be told by you that, no, I actually went and did the show. Like, really? Do you remember the time we had the health minister on?
Vaguely.
Don't remember who it was.
I know you've told me the story before.
But I don't know. Have I told our listeners this story?
I don't know.
Well, Joe, check this. We have the health minister on. I was with Dan Tenser was my co-host. And Dan was exceptional at radio. He really was good. I learned a lot from him. And he was great at questioning. But he would have his questions in front of him, and I would not. I would just sort of listen to the conversation and sort of ask the next logical question. So we have this health minister on. I arrived late for the show. I didn't read the notes, and I didn't know why he was on. But it didn't really matter. He's the health minister. So you know that Dan's going to ask some question. The health minister is going to answer, and I'll do the follow-up. That's how it goes.
Right.
But for whatever reason, I think Dan was trying to teach me a lesson. He was constantly trying to teach me lessons about being more responsible as a radio host. As the music faded, he just points to me, like, you introduced the story. So I'm like, oh, okay. Because I know the guy's name. Mm-hmm. I can't remember it now, but I was like, well, we're joined now by, you know, the Honorable so-and-so, Minister of Health for the province of Alberta. Thank you for joining us. And he was like, well, thank you for having me. And then Dan doesn't say anything. He just stares at me. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I've got the first question. I don't even know why this fucking guy's on the show. And I went, so, Minister, whatever, health, how's it going? To which he said, well, that's a great question, Andrew. I still to this day don't know why he was on.
Regarding hurricane secondary winds, hurricanes generally have arms, and even though there might be a sense of calm because you're outside the hurricane, one of the arms can swing out and smack you like our parents used to do. You can't put something off something. You can take or get something off something. Costa Maya is on the eastern side of the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. It is illegal to transport marijuana across state lines, reason being weed is still illegal federally. All states are connected with interstate highways, and those highways fall under federal jurisdiction. This rule includes if you're going from two states where it is both legal, like California to Oregon. So unless you're taking a dirt road through the backwoods, you can't legally transport it. The fishing scandal you played is from an Ohio tournament this year. They are charged with fifth-degree felonies, meaning they could each bring a punishment of up to 12 months in prison and $2,500 in fines. The anglers also face a misdemeanor count of unlawful ownership of wild animals. If they're convicted of that crime, their fishing licenses could be suspended indefinitely. They stood to win the competition and Team of the Year honors, along with a total prize of $28,760. It was stated that this duo had won over $300,000 in 2021 alone from fishing tournaments. That's wild. And my money is at a paltry $40 million with an incorrect answer in Rock Legends.
And that's another edition of Joe's Fact Check.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna wail.
Do you recall last month, whenever the last episode was, we talked about this little girl who had a lemonade stand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the neighbor who, made her cry. Well, Nathan tweeted, hey, Andrew, just a fun FYI COVID fact. Our neighbor's daughter had a lemonade / ice tea stand this past summer. It's still very much a thing. So that's good. Selling full red cups of your choice for a quarter. I didn't have one, so I gave her a toonie.
Nice. Josie commented on Patreon, worth the wait. Great episode. All the Ramsey updates are great as well. Love hearing about your travels.
You know, that thought crossed my mind too, that at the very least they might rob me mm-hmm. and take my luggage.
Ramsey.
I know, and Ramsey was in my luggage, and I kept thinking, man, do I just get Ramsey and shove him down my pants or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want him to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Gil posted on Facebook, brilliant show. Listen to it tonight. Thanks, Gil.
Brian posted on Patreon, the pizza comment. That was awesome. What's life like doing this gig aside from never being home?
Yeah, I don't know what the answer to that is, Brian.
Okay.
It's great. You know, it's great to be working.
Yeah.
I've never been this busy my entire career. I sometimes feel like I don't live in Edmonton anymore. And there's no thrill to being on a ship by yourself. It's boring and lonely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like the shows because you're doing them all in theaters. And any performer would jump at the opportunity to work a theater every night, mm-hmm. which is what I do. But they're not there specifically to see you. They're there because there's a 7 and 9:30 show.
Yeah.
And there's nothing better to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like cruise life, right?
God,
like a lot of people think, oh, that's great. You're on a cruise. And it's like, no, travel alone is.
Yeah.
It's quite miserable.
It's exhausting.
This is me again. Yes.
Yes.
Again. I just did Brian's post.
Okay. Did you?
I did.
Okay.
Because I was wondering, what's the pizza comment?
Well, the pizza comment was a Ramsey update. Thanks for playing along. I said that when in Greece, we got pizza and Ramsey asked the guy, so is a Greek pizza the same as a...
Right. Yeah.
An Italian pizza, except you delivered in the rear? Ramsey.
Oh, he's so sassy.
Justin messaged on Instagram, you mentioned that you do not know whether El Bandido Tawaya is male or female. I have to point out that in Spanish, males are referred to as El and females as La, which means El Bandido Tawaya is definitely male.
That is true. Never thought of that before.
Good comment. Thank you.
You've heard me talk about our technology. Yeah, we give you the same advantage that professional athletes have in their recovery. What I haven't told you about is the amount of study, training, advanced skills, and focus on hands-on care that we put into every patient who walks through our door. We don't claim to know everything or to fix every problem that enters our doors, but we do promise to always try our best, to be charitable in our communities and dedicated to our patients, and to use our hands to make a difference, because life shouldn't hurt.
If you want to go to an Oilers game, you'll be paying almost $40 for two pops, two bags of popcorn. I don't like it.
This is Jack Michaels, and you're listening to Gross Misconduct.
I hurt people. I'm a dick.
Well, Carl, I got to tell you, this is another of those situations where I put this episode together while on the ship a week ago and don't recall what any of these clips are.
Okay.
So we'll just play along together, follow the bouncing ball. And I remember this one. There's a guy at an amusement park in Troy, New York, with his 8-year-old daughter, but she's not tall enough to go on the roller coaster. They've always have that thing.
And yeah.
You must be this tall to ride, right? You used to have one by the bed.
Do you want to go faster?
So anyways, naturally, the dad threatens the employee over his refusal to let the daughter ride the ride.
Three rides this kid has been denied. Three rides this kid has been denied. This kid is going on this ride, bro. This kid is going on this ride. Listen, you can do it your way or you can do it my way, bro. This kid has been denied. The girl with the mole on her face. You'll see.
She is not ready. She's not tall enough.
Yeah, guess what? Guess what? I'm going to make your life miserable right now, bro. Listen, you're messing with the wrong guy, bro. I'm telling you right now, See this kid? My 8-year-old daughter crying? This kid is going on this ride, or me and you are going out in the parking lot. Telling you right now.
Might as well face it, your dick. Gonna have to face it, your dick. Might as well face it, your dick. Gonna have to face it, your dick.
Yeah, my guess would be her whole childhood is a roller coaster.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everybody does this. Like you tell your kid, okay, stand up straighter and kind of get up. But then you think, like, if you do think about it, like what would you do if your kid went flying out of the roller coaster because the safety equipment is too big for her, right? Like,
yeah.
But we've all done that. Just, okay, stand up straighter and stand on your toes.
You know, if you've ever seen the guys put the roller coaster together or any
you would
of the
never
rides,
go on
yeah, you'd never go on any of them. There's a white woman. I'm not sure why I wrote there's a white woman.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, it must have something to do with the clip.
Okay.
A white woman is attempting to rent a car from Enterprise in North Carolina, but after telling the black employee that she would beat his ass if he were her boyfriend, he decides not to rent her the car. I'm guessing race has something to do with this.
All right, so Ms. Smith, I do want to inform you, unfortunately, you cannot pick up from this location just based off of how our interactions earlier. I did call my manager, and it is my discretion whether if I want to put you in a vehicle or not, and I'm choosing not to. You can go to a different location if you'd like. I know there's one in Rockingham. Southern Pines has one as well, but I'm not renting to you here.
So you're not just an asshole, you're a dick too.
Ma'am, I gave you a ride to the bank, and he got you back here. You then said I had a smart-ass mouth, and if I was your boyfriend, you would beat my ass, so I'm not putting you in the car. Like I said, you can go to a different location, completely fine, but if you want to pick up from Lauren Bird, no, ma'am, not today.
You are a real genuine piece of pure joy.
Okay.
Yeah, really helpful.
Of course, no problem.
Yeah, really.
You're very welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know what it is.
Why?
I know why you're doing this.
Why?
Because I'm white.
What?
I feel offended.
How? Why?
Because I feel like you're discriminating against me. Because,
ma'am, you literally said, if you were my boyfriend, I would beat your ass.
I'll see who I can contact.
Yeah, call anybody.
I'm so offended.
Okay.
What's your name?
Trey.
You're
out on TV. Okay, go on TV. Go on TV.
My life matters.
Yeah,
yes,
sure does.
I'm so offended.
Okay, be that.
Johnny, la gente está muy loca. What the fuck?
What?
Did he say, I drove you to the bank?
Yeah.
That's some good service.
I know.
Enterprise.
I know.
What the hell?
that whole, she's just on the losing side of that argument from
that
the very
just,
beginning.
That was just weird all over.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's the what the fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. Hey, there's a woman at, what's that chicken place called?
Popeyes.
A woman at Popeyes believes she's received a piece of chicken that isn't a wing as part of her wing meal and demands they replace it. Or phone the police to report it.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not leaving out here. I'm not gonna pay for some bullshit ass chicken. This is not a wing. No. It has nothing to do with whether I'm talking or not. You guys are trying to do that. No, it does not. How does it have to do with that? You guys you have an advertisement and you guys need to call the police. No, I do not have a whole no, call the police. Call the police. I do not have my cell phone. Call the police. That's what y'all do in California. Y'all call the police. Give me my wing and I'll be out of here. Give me my wing. I don't know what this piece of chicken is and I guarantee you if the police comes over they're gonna tell you to give me my wing. I'm not gonna give you your wing. Oh yes you are. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Can somebody call 911 and call the police, please? I do not have my cell phone. If I had my cell phone, I would do it myself. Love that chicken for Popeyes.
Maybe I shouldn't be singing this song, ranting and raving and carrying on. Maybe they're right when they tell me I'm wrong.
Hey, can I just go on record as saying, because I listened to hundreds of audios in order to pick the ones for each episode.
Right.
Can I just go on record as saying it really irritates the shit out of me when people repeat the same thing over and 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 over. Why? What is the basis of your argument if all you can do is say, found the place, found the place? Found the place. Found the place. Like, Jesus.
That's your, yeah. Who even likes the wing? There's like no meat on a wing. Who wants a wing?
A pedestrian almost gets hit by a car. So he calmly talks to the driver, who basically takes zero responsibility for almost running this guy over. Listen to his argument.
Pedestrian has a right of way.
And so did Jesus Christ have his way, and they still crucified him. So don't tell me who has the right and who has the wrong.
You almost hit me with the car.
Thank you, Christo.
You should be a better example.
I see you, sir.
You almost hit me with the car. You want to go to jail?
Jail?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to the cemetery? Where do you want to go? Jail, cemetery, hospital? A lot of things. Jail,
but you almost hit me with the car. You can't do that, sir. And you have, you should be a better
example. Please watch me too. Maybe I'm crazy.
Maybe.
So you shouldn't be driving. You shouldn't be driving if you're crazy. Yeah, so you're threatening to kill me, and then now...
No, threatening to kill you? Why am I threatening to kill you?
You heard what you said. You got to be a better human being. You can't act like this.
Oh, my God, listen to this guy. Listen to this American people today. Everybody got a video camera. Look, he's got me a video camera. Okay, sir. You're going to give it to the police? Maybe you... you see what kind of you are? You're a good man. Thank you. I believe in Jesus. I don't believe you. You're lucky you moved too fast because I run you over. I got insurance.
Jesus doesn't have nothing to do with
you. I got insurance. I run you over. I have insurance. That's why I pay insurance so I can run people.
He doesn't have nothing to do the way you're acting.
Insurance pay because you're supposed to be a good man and get out of the way. No, I'm supposed to stop for you. Why am I supposed to stop for you? Who in the f*** are you?
Even know what to make of that.
I don't know.
All right, it is time now for our Idiot of the Week.
Your Idiot of the Week is brought to you by Meathead Butcher Shop. Meathead is your 5-star rated local butcher, only serving the highest quality beef, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Check them out online at meatheadinc.ca or give them a call today at 780-994-6328.
Hey, Meathead was the victim of some assholish behavior
over the weekend.
Yep. Apparently one of their competitors, I've heard from a reliable source, went online to their Facebook page and trashed them using several different aliases to bring their 5-star rating down to like 4. So you could help Meathead out by going to Meathead and buying something, but you could also help them out by looking for Meathead's Facebook page and giving them a good review if you have already use their services. Yep. We'll try and get them back up to 5 stars again. Oh, there's a woman at a CVS store. Boy, we love those CVS stores.
We really do.
Yeah. We go there. It's one of our first stops in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, you got to get your water.
Your room snacks.
Your Baileys, your room snacks. Yeah.
Love those stores. They're a little sketchy too at night, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, there's a woman. She's at a CVS store somewhere in the United States where they will, for some reason, not accept her coupon for photo developing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She throws the pictures at the store clerk and then accuses him of stealing her camera.
It says 12:31 and it's on, and you can stop videotaping me. What's your problem? I had a coupon that I got out of the machine today and he won't let me use it.
Is this worth a coupon?
Is it worth you videotaping me?
How much are the pictures? I could solve all this.
I can buy the pictures myself.
I can buy...
Sell me the pictures.
This is just embarrassing. I've never seen
it's embarrassing that you have to... And I want my camera back.
Okay, well, I guess the cops are going to have to give it to you.
I will stay and talk to the cops. I would like my camera back. Ever since what's-her-name left here, this place went to shit. I would like my camera back.
I don't have a camera.
Well, the camera was here, and now it's not.
There is no camera. All that was here was this that you threw.
The camera didn't just disappear.
And the stuff.
With the pictures in it.
No, there were two items. There was
a camera. The camera is no longer here.
Is that it right there by the photo machine?
Oh, look, look who's wrong.
Excuse me?
I said, look who's wrong.
What is your problem?
I was
you
just in the back.
You there videotaping
I'm protecting
me.
This gentleman.
Oh, really?
The absolutely.
You're protecting the gentleman who refuses to sell me what I wanted to buy.
You threw stuff at me.
And you took the stuff away and said I couldn't buy it.
Bye.
I'm waiting for somebody to call the police and I'll talk to them.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. See ya. Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye. You have a good day too.
I will.
You could just tell from her attitude that she's one of those assholes that gets on a plane and stands in the aisle, not moving while she examines the space above her in the overhead and holds up 150 people trying to get on the plane. And man, I have run into one too many of those fucking people over the last 8 months or so. God damn it, people, just go to your fucking seat. And by the way, they're numbered and lettered. And so is your boarding pass. I don't know what mystifies people about this. Do you not check your boarding pass before boarding to see where your seat is?
No.
Of course you do. 10A, you know. I'm on this flight from fucking, I don't know, Toronto to, where did I go? Athens? No.
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's where you started.
Yeah. So I'm on this flight from Athens. It's one of these really big planes. So it's three seats, four seats, three seats. Mm-hmm. And this woman comes down my aisle and just stops with 200 people behind her. And she goes, where would H be? Where would H be? Like, where do you think it'd be? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Like, you could be on your first plane ride ever and still know the fucking alphabet. What? The airlines don't put them out of order. I'm in H, where would it be? Well, let's see, ma'am. It's A-H-J-M. You know, what the fuck? It's not that complicated. Jesus Christ. And by the way, when you bought the seat, didn't you look at the seating plan? Didn't you look at the map and go, I want an aisle seat on the right-hand side? H. Like, how did you end up in that fucking seat if you don't know where the fuck it is? This one really made me laugh. There's a 70-year-old guy at a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru driving a loud diesel truck. He can't hear the person working the drive-thru. He's a little hard of hearing as well. So even though he's finished ordering, he doesn't move his truck because he can't hear the employee tell him to come to the window.
I can't hear you. I'm 70 years old. I can't hear you. Speak up.
I need you to order.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
1 dozen of donuts assorted, no cake. No cake? No cake. Okay. Say it again. Anything else? Do I need some help? No. Is there anything else? You want milk? Thank you. I can't hear you.
Pull forward, please.
I'll pull forward when I decide, not when the Dodge truck decides. How's that? You got a problem with that?
I don't know what your problem is, buddy. Come on, let's go.
I know what your problem is.
You're holding us all up.
Where the hell are you going? you ain't going nowhere anywhere. I ain't holding nobody up.
What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up on your face. I shut up on my face.
That is literally me in 7 years.
Yeah, I know.
H, it's over there for fuck's... What? H, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. Hard to believe he didn't make our dumbass of the week.
Your dumbass of the week is brought to you by the Twin Otter Neighborhood Pub, where Andrew and I go for great food, cold drinks, and live entertainment. Don't be a dumbass. Check them out today in Essence at Windermere South and tell them you heard about it on Gross Misconduct.
Hey, I know we go there all the time, but I think people who don't live on the South Side might not know where Essence of Windermere South is.
Yes.
So where is it? I mean, I know where it is, but I mean, describe it.
It is...
You take Twilliger...
Drive.
Yeah.
Twilliger Drive South.
Yes.
Through the Windermere area. Just keep heading. I think that actually becomes... Does that become... I think it becomes 170th after you've crossed like Windermere Boulevard or something.
Right.
So 170th. And just go down. It's like by Ellerslie Road, kind of. Down that way.
You'll know you're in the right place if there's a plane hanging from the ceiling. There's a woman at a grocery store attempting to use a prepaid credit card, but unfortunately, she doesn't have any money left on the card. Mm. So naturally, she screams at the cashier for her card not working.
So you're
rude. You don't have money.
Rude. You're rude.
Okay. You're the one that don't have
you
money.
Don't know how to work a f***ing cash register.
Yeah,
GD.
Yeah, okay.
Works every
manager time. Just came up. You have no money on your card. What do you want me to do?
John.
They'll tell you I have f***ing money on my card. Learn how to work a register.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye. You all. I'm calling the cops.
Go ahead. Give me my f***ing receipt, asshole.
Yeah, you're the asshole, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Over a thousand.
No matter how many times you're here, hold up the line.
She's being rude. Tell me I have no money.
You're the one. I have.
No, you're being an asshole. You know how many times I've been here?
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're grade A, number one, bona fide first class. You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass, and you'll be one all your dumbass life.
I don't know. I feel like I should say something.
I don't know. What's there to say?
I don't know. Remember the time Kevin backed into my car?
That was the funniest thing
ever. Oh, my God. It was the slowest accident ever. We're sitting around group site 2. Kevin's had a few drinks, but he only has to go up the hill to his house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no traffic, a dirt road. It's 3 in the morning.
It's his property. It's not.
We're still sitting around the campfire. He puts his truck in reverse and slowly runs into my car.
We don't see anything because it's behind a trailer.
Yeah.
We just hear this weird crunching noise. Yeah, then it stops for a while. Then it started up again.
It was the weirdest thing. And then the next day, he comes down. He's like, listen, I think I might have damaged your Jeep. And I'm like, well, you totally didn't. And he goes, well, you know, I'll pay for whatever repairs. And I said, it's a Jeep. You know, a couple of dings in a Jeep makes it a Jeep.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that. But he knew I loved Tim Hortons. So he's like, well, listen, I mean, at least take this card. And he hands me a Tim Hortons gift card. And I thought, oh, my God, like, you know, he's such a generous individual.
He really is.
He really is a salt of the earth kind of guy. And I said to you, God, I can only imagine how much is on this card. Like, it's probably, what do you think, $1,000? Like, it's got to be some ridiculous amount of money. So we get back to Edmonton. I go to Tim Hortons. I'm like, an extra large double-double. And she takes my card. And then she goes, you still owe 43 cents. Like, what the fuck? How much was on the card? It was like 96 cents on the card. I told him later and he was like, oh, I didn't even know. He goes, somebody gave it to me and I just gave it to you. All right, it is time for our freak out of the week. A woman at a Ralph's supermarket You ever heard of Ralph's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you now?
Yeah.
Where are they?
In the States somewhere.
I think it's California.
Joe, check they're that. Specific? Oh, I don't know.
I believe so.
Okay.
Anyway, she's yelling at an employee in front of her child.
Mm-hmm.
And an employee of Ralph's suggests she shouldn't do that in front of a child, which, of course, sets her off, making this our freak out of the week.
I will scream as loud as I please. Do you understand that? Do not speak on my child and how I raise my child.
Look what you're doing.
Don't speak on that.
Look what you're doing.
My child sees me raise my voice just like your child sees you raise your voice.
Okay.
My child is watching me defend myself. I want him to learn that.
Any louder doesn't help.
You need to shut up. I am speaking, not you. Not you. I am speaking. Back away. You're too aggressive. You're too aggressive. Your job is to serve me.
Right, I don't speak to my children like that, though.
And it's not your business, and you keep doing it. It's not your business.
See how loud you get?
It's not your business.
See how
Can you hear me? It is not your business.
Okay.
You're not hearing me. Stop talking about my child. Stop talking to my child.
Look what you're doing.
What do you mean, look what I'm doing? I'm screaming at you so you can hear me. You don't tell me how to be a mother. Look how aggressive this man is. He's insisting on standing here despite the supervisor's orders.
I'm doing my job, dude. I told her, stop screaming in front of your child.
You don't tell me what to do in front of my child. You do not tell me what to do in front of my child. I don't tell. No, I will not.
I will step away from you.
Go ahead. I would love for you to.
Meat on the mind? Then think beyond the supermarket and head to Meathead, your new favorite butcher shop. How about tonight you up your dinner game with AAA beef, aged a minimum of 28 days? Meathead Butcher Shop, 7664 156th Street Northwest.
Hi, I'm Kent Franchek, General Manager of Crystal Glass. When it comes to auto, residential, and commercial glass, Crystal Glass is the clear choice for all your glass needs. Call 310-GLASS or book now at crystalglass.ca.
This is Richie Castellano from Blue Oyster Cult, and you're listening to Gross Misconduct.
Carl, I'm facing a quandary I've not faced before while putting together these episodes.
What's that now?
Well, you know, I like to check in with the politicians.
Mm.
And I've lost some of my favorite politicians.
I know.
I mean, Trudeau's still around, but you can only do so much of that guy. And, you know, Boris is gone.
Mm. Yeah.
Jason Kenney is gone. And President Biden always sounds the same.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the quandary I have. We have a new premier in this province.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I leave the country for a few weeks, and you idiots elect Danielle Smith. Now,
No. We did not elect her.
I cannot say that she's a friend, but certainly it would not be overstating our relationship to say she's an acquaintance. I knew her in the days when she worked for Chorus Entertainment. She's come to a comedy show before. I wrote a speech for her. We hung out at an Eskimo game. I know her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not going to be a great premier, and she's not going to be great for this podcast. And I say this in all honesty, that the whole idea of checking in with the politicians is to edit somebody so as to make them sound kind of stupid.
Stupid, yeah.
I'm having because when I edit Danielle Smith, I make her sound way brighter. It's actually a bit of a problem. I actually rejected a couple of her speeches because it's like, oh my God, I could just play this as is. And people would be like, wow, good editing job. But I took a shot at it because I'm trying to be timely.
Okay.
And relevant and interesting. I can't remember what the other criteria are for that piece of shit afternoon show. Anyways, our new premier, Danielle Smith, recently outlined what her government plans to do in our province. Let's take a listen.
Whether it's fuel, electricity, groceries, or fertilizer for our farmers, the cost of everything we need to live and to raise our families is soared. As a government, we can't solve this inflation crisis. So over the coming weeks and months, you'll see our government take no decisive action in this regard. Failure is an option. Our UCP government is just the latest in a long line of governments that have frustrated the legitimate aspirations of hardworking Albertans. And I will never, ever apologize, no matter what the media or the woke Twitter mob throw at us.
She was literally in the media like a week ago. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know those media people. Wait a second. Weren't you in the media? Didn't you host a show on Chorus for years? My goodness. It's the best I could do, Carl.
I know. Well, good effort. Good effort.
It's a good first effort,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what she said. Well, it's time to find out what does Kevin think.
What does Kevin think is brought to you by Old McDonald's Resort, family camping on the south shore of Buffalo Lake. Individual and group sites, grandma's kitchen, train rides, bike rentals, ice cream and coffee shops, playgrounds, a beautiful beach, fireworks at night, including the best July 1st fireworks show in Western Canada, and so much more. Check them out at oldmcdonalds.com. Make your 2023 summer reservation today and tell them you heard about it on Gross Misconduct.
And just don't park your Jeep anywhere near his truck. Ahmed, it's not the Ahmed that drove me to the Cairo airport.
Oh, okay.
Different Ahmed.
I was confused there for
a minute. Ahmed wanted to know from Kevin how he thought Danielle Smith had done in her first month as premier. Well, I'm curious to find out.
What does Kevin think?
Well, Ahmed, how do I think Danielle Smith has done in her first month as premier? That's a hard fucking question to answer, Ahmed. I wasn't a Danielle fan. I did not want her to win. I wanted Travis Taves to win. But keeping him as the finance minister was smart. Keeping a couple of the other senior ministers, I think, was pretty smart. I wasn't a fan of hers because she was a big part of the reason there was a split in the Conservative Party in the first place.
Oh, well, excuse me!
I know she's not stupid, but I haven't given a whole lot of attention to what's been going on with her since she took over. I haven't had really a lot of time to ponder it, but I don't necessarily believe much that I see in the media, on the TV about her, because I know how they like to twist things around to their way of thinking. So I don't trust the media, even our local media. I've been pretty disappointed in the last couple of weeks. I've seen a couple of things, but I think she made some smart moves, keeping some of the smart people in there, but I really wish Travis Taves would have won, but he didn't. He came in second. So I'm hopeful that she can make the right choices.
And that's what Kevin thinks.
Kevin always brings any topic around to the fact that he doesn't trust the media.
I know.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
We don't edit Kevin.
No.
And we love Kevin.
We do.
And we like to have balance in this podcast. Mm-hmm. And Kevin offers that balance.
He certainly does.
I will admit, though, that I'm running out of questions for Kevin, and that's why we're asking you to ask a question of Kevin as well. If you want to know what Kevin thinks about anything, message us on Patreon, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or email me at andrew@andrewgross.com, and we will run it by him. And let's not jump at the easy, low-hanging fruit. Hey, Kevin, what do you think of media? I think we know the answer to that. I can pretty much replay any of his clips, and we'll have that answer. But I would love in the next few days to get a question or two for Kevin. Mm-hmm. So you could help us out by providing that. Now, some of you have been asking questions of our doctor, and I said we would only pick one, and the problem is I'm getting more than one. So I'm just taking the first one each time. And this was the first one.
The doctor's office is brought to you by our friends at Arena Auto Service. Arena Auto Service is an independent, family-owned auto repair shop that's been serving Edmonton and area for 40 years. When it's time for your car's next checkup, or you just need a problem diagnosed and repaired, call 780-453-1805 or visit their auto repair shop located at 11615 163rd Street. Tell them you heard about it on Gross Misconduct.
Yeah, ask for Gil. He's a great guy. I know he took care of the doctor's recent trip over there.
Yeah, I was supposed to go there last week on a pending car deal. And then I finally heard back from the car people that they failed the fitness assessment or whatever. So did not see Gil last week, hoping to see him perhaps tomorrow when I go view another car.
So you're going to take it over for a
Gil
check?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to give him a call today and see if I'll be able to swing it by tomorrow afternoon.
That is prudent. All right. And as with Kevin, we want to hear your questions for the doctor. You can send them to us however you like, and we'll pick one to have the doctor answer. If you'd like to remain anonymous, just let us know.
This week, our question for the doctor comes from Stu, who wanted to know, is it safe and or effective to get your flu shot at the same time as your booster shot?
Well, Stu, that's a good question. It's both safe and effective to get your COVID and flu shot on the same day. Or at least I hope it is, because that's what I did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jerome Cowett at South Central Dentistry. We are committed to excellence in dentistry and service and hope that you choose South Central Dentistry as your oral health care provider, located just north of the White Mud on Gateway Boulevard. Call us at 780-757-3723 or find us at southcentraldentistry.com.
Welcome to Rogers Wireless Voicemail. You have one new wireless voice message. First few message.
Oh, well, excuse me!
Hi, this is Chris Slade from ACDC, and funnily enough, you're listening to Gross Misconduct with Carol and Andrew Gross.
All right, Carol, it is time for this.
This is Jeopardy!
Well, according to Joe, your money is at $40 million with an incorrect answer in the last episode in Rock Legends. I find it surprising that you got that one wrong. But, you know, you never know. Today's a new day. We need to pick a new category for you, and for that, we have to spin the How Smart is Carol wheel.
The How Smart is Carol wheel is brought to you by the best furnace and plumbing services in Edmonton, Todd's Mechanical, providing you with all of your plumbing and furnace needs. Edmontonians keep warm and dry with Todd's Mechanical. Call them at 780-499-7598 or find them online at toddsmech.com, and don't forget to like them on Facebook.
Yeah, with the snow that's been coming down the last couple of days here in Edmonton, pretty good time to get your furnace checked over. And if it's not working correctly, Todd can fix that for you. All right, let's give the wheel a spin. Oh, it stopped on innovations. You've had this category before, but not this particular question. And if I remember correctly, you did not get it right. So I don't think this is your favorite category, but we'll see what we can do. Seen by a worldwide audience.
Don't wait, I got to make a wager.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Make a wager. Yeah, if you just want to take your time with that.
Okay. Well, what am I at? 40 million.
40 million.
Okay. All right.
Okay, in the category of innovations, seen by a worldwide audience in 1970, black pentagons were added to these to help viewers follow them better on TV. I have high hopes for you this week.
Oh, you shouldn't.
You know, if you didn't get it right, you're going to really kick yourself.
Yeah, I didn't get it right.
Well, I haven't asked you yet.
No,
you haven't answered yet.
Well, because I've got a big question mark in my answer. So.
Well, what a kick in the balls that is. Seen by a worldwide audience in 1970, black pentagons were added to these to help viewers follow them better on TV.
Don't know. Big, I don't know.
Soccer balls.
I was thinking sports, but I didn't know. Soccer balls. Okay, well, good thing I didn't bet anything.
Why would you not bet anything?
I don't know.
I mean, it turns out that was pretty smart.
Well, because you were like, oh, I don't think you're going to get this one.
I did not say that. Joe, check that. I said, I think you're going to get this one.
Oh, I thought you said you're not going to get this one.
No.
Well, as it turned out, I did not get them. So.
And you bet nothing, so your money remains at $40 million.
Still on a very big losing streak, though.
You certainly are.
I know.
I think it started with marrying me.
Well, you know what I think it is? I think it's because you're not around.
Right.
So I'm just like alone all the time. So like I'm not getting that mental stimulation, I'm not keeping the brain active.
Well,
right. It's just a lot of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Right.
That's pretty much all it is. So brain is not getting stimulated.
Well, I'm home for a month, so I'll certainly try and stimulate you. Okay. It is time for the Crystal Glass Big Blue Folder.
The Big Blue Folder is brought to you by Crystal Glass. You deserve to see the world clearly. Don't let cracks, chips, or other imperfections ruin the view. Crystal Glass is the clear choice for all residential glass replacement and repair. Visit crystalglass.ca.
A recent poll asked people if they had a choice, which seat would they choose on an airline? And only 3% said they'd be fine with the middle seat, which is B and E. It's on your boarding pass.
I'm picking the pod. That's what I'm picking.
A, B, C, D, E, F. Anyway, the big issue is that there aren't any perks to the middle seat. But one airline is trying to change that. Virgin Australia is trying to make the middle seat more appealing by launching a lottery with $230,000 in prizes for people who fly in the middle seat. Like a Caribbean cruise, free flights, tickets to soccer matches, where you'll find... black pentagons.
Apparently.
The promotion is running for the next 6 months, only in Australia for now. If you fly a middle seat on a Virgin Australia-operated domestic flight, all you have to do is opt into the lottery in the app within 2 days of your departure.
Okay. You always put me in the middle seat.
Nope, that's not true.
Well.
I've certainly sat in the middle seat before.
Quite often.
Also in Australia, two Australian men were charged after allegedly launching potatoes at e-scooter riders, leaving one person blind in one eye.
Oh.
Trent Philip Green, a 19-year-old, and Brandon John Nutu Mikuchi, both, that's his name, Brandon John Nutu Mikuchi, both facing multiple charges, including causing grievous bodily harm. A news.com.au reported, according to the police, a 28-year-old man sustained multiple injuries, including a fractured arm and facial injuries, which required surgery to remove his eye.
God.
Yeah, the two men
were... From a potato?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Man, will you ever get hit in the eye by a potato?
Not recently.
That's weird, because don't potatoes have eyes? The two men were arrested last week following a police investigation that included an appeal to the public for information. Inspector Brett Baddock. You know, you just know that guy solves crimes.
He's a hard ass, you know.
Inspector Braddock said police determined the dangerous act was planned but not targeted toward any specific person. How did that conversation go in the morning? You know, Brandon, what, John? Do you want to go launch potatoes at people going by at e-scooters? Yes. I can't do an Australian accent.
Obviously.
A 42-year-old Kentucky man named Josh Naley got to play a corpse on CSI Vegas after playing dead on TikTok for nearly a year. For 321 days, Naley auditioned for a part by posting daily pictures and videos of himself on TikTok pretending to be dead. Someone connected with the show saw what he was doing, and they flew him out to Hollywood, made him up as a dead body, and he nailed the audition. And one of the producers said, quote, "Rarely do we find an actor as well prepared to play a corpse as Josh was. It was a pleasure watching him work." He's a pro at this death thing. Naley will be on episode 6 of CSI Vegas on November 3rd. So I guess
good for him.
We just missed it.
That's fun.
That's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thankfully, that is our entire episode.
This episode of Gross Misconduct was sponsored by Crystal Glass, Todd's Mechanical, Leading Edge Physiotherapy, South Central Dentistry, the Edmonton Comedy Festival, Arena Auto Service, Meathead Butcher Shop, the Twin Otter Neighborhood Pub, and Old McDonald's Resort. Dumbass was sung by Dennis Stephen Wright. Chic sang La Freak. Meat Depressed sang You're a Dick. Heavy Hand sung Average Idiot. Local People, What the Fuck, was sung by Sack Noel. Shut Up Your Face was sung by Jim Dolce. We used the song Asshole by Dennis Leary. Gnarls Barkley sang Crazy. Happy was sung by Pharrell Williams. Liar Liar was sung by Avicii. Purple Planet provided Kevin and Michelle's music. We used the Mail Time clip from Blue's Clues. We used a clip from Team America World Police. And we used the theme and thinking music from Jeopardy.
And for the next few weeks, this should become, again, a weekly podcast because I'm around Alberta for a month. So we'll try and get season 4 wrapped. If this is episode, what, 23?
23. Mm-hmm.
There's 26 episodes to a season. So we'll get the last 3 done.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll start season 5. Ooh. Haven't decided yet if I'm doing a best of. I might just do a best of for our Patreon subscribers only. Why not?
I like it.
Yeah. We have to give them some bonus material. Mm-hmm. If you want to support this podcast, go to paypal.me/grossmisconduct or e-transferandrew at andrewgross.com. Or as I just mentioned, sign up for a subscription at patreon.com/gross_misconduct. Gross in each case is spelled G-R-O-S-E. We've had Shirley Serban play us out before.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, I thought of you when I heard this song and I thought you might enjoy it. It's called Lazy in Bed.
Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. Okay. Yeah, I can't read it. There's no words on it. There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean? To play us out. I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show? I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
I've never had enough of being snugly in my bed each night. I'm never sick of eyes shut tight. Never rested well enough at work, I'm in a stuporous trance, waiting for the week to advance. Saturday's my chance, and until then I must keep persevering. Live on caffeine, give blank stares through bloodshot eyes. In the weekend I'll be lazy in bed. Quite ready to sleep. It's been a week. It's noon, I don't care. Just don't bother me. It's where I want to be. My blinds tightly closed to block out the sunlight. Want to rest.
might get up tonight. I never feel like getting out of bed and going outside. It's never that much fun, and I much prefer snoozing. I'd rather be away from people, under my covers I'll hide, and with a great book at my side, that's how I'll spend my day. And I will never ignore the feeling, such a feeling of complete and utter sloth. Every weekend I am lazy in bed, quite ready to sleep. It's been a week, it's noon, I don't care. Just don't bother me, it's where I want to be. My blinds tightly closed to block out the sunlight. I just want to rest, pretend that it's midnight. Being lazy is the best. Me alone, good night. I'm lazy in bed, I'm lazy in bed, I'm lazy in bed, I'm lazy.
This episode of Gross Misconduct was brought to you by Todd's Mechanical, available 24 hours a day for your plumbing and furnace needs. Say, I'm lazy in bed, and receive $50 off your next bill. Find them online at toddsmech.com, or call them at 780-499-7598, and don't forget to like them on Facebook.
You know, Carl, people are constantly asking me if I'm going to be on this ship or that ship because they're taking cruises or they want to know if I'm playing their town. So here we go. November 9th, I will be at the Great Northern Casino in Grand Prairie. That's in a couple of days.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Ugh, God. Ooh. Hope the weather improves. I don't have snow tires yet. On the 12th, which is Saturday, I'll be at Heckler's Comedy Club in Victoria. And then next Wednesday, the 16th, I'll be at Rivers Casino in Fort McMurray. On the 19th, I have a private show for Cupy.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the week after that, let's see, November 25th, I'll be doing a show for the military in Wainwright. And on the 26th, I have a private show in Edmonton. But if you're listening to us down in Calgary, I'm looking forward to playing the Laugh Shop in Calgary, November 30th to December 3rd.
Okay.
So check out any of those shows, and I would love to have you in the audience, and be sure and come up afterwards and tell me that you listened to Gross Misconduct. You're not going to get any kind of a discount or anything, but what the hell. I think that's our whole episode.
Okay. Bye. Opposite of timely include inopportune, ill time. Oh, we'll just do that again. Oh my God. It's like I can't read. They stood to win the competition and Team of the Year honors, along with a total prize of $28,000. No, that sounds weird. Why would I say it like that?
I don't know.
They stood to win the competition and Team of the Year honors, along with a total prize of $28,760,000.
No.
No, how do you, 28,000, oh, there, yeah, okay. I know how to say it now.
What is buzzing?
Oh, my I'm on vibrate here.
Well,
my
could you phone. Take it off vibrate?
Well, no, because then it'll ring.
No, put it on silent.
You can't. Those are my options, are ring and
no. What kind vibrate. Of phone do you have?
An iPhone.
Joe, check that. Is there no silent setting on iPhones?
Let me just see. Yeah, we got vibrate on ring is an option, and we got vibrate on silent. Oh, we can take. Okay, I see. Okay. No, but if I do that.
How long have you owned that phone?
Oh, gosh, many years.
My God.
No, I don't think I, those are my only, because if I take the vibrate off, it's still going to, it's going to ring.
I don't think it is.
Okay. Well, okay. I don't. Okay. Sorry. The doctor's office is brought to you by our friends at Arena Auto Service.
Excuse me, what? Did you say the doctor's office?
The doctor's office.
But you said it really weirdly.
Did I?
The okay. doctor's office.
Okay. The doctor's office is brought to you by our friends at Arena Auto Service. Arena Auto Service is an independent, family-owned auto repair shop that's been serving Edmonton and area for 40 years. When it's time for your car's next check.
Over at the doctor's office, when it's time for your next checkup. All right, Carol, it's time to find out how smart you are. First, we need to pick your category. And for that, we spin the How Smart Is Carol. You know, I make this mistake every week.
Every week.
All right, let me try that again.
Okay. Uh-oh.
That wheel doesn't want to spin.
No. Oh, sticky wheel.
That was my nickname in high school. We're going to have to wait a second here because... the wheel seems to be stuck.
It's the cold, hey? It's a little...
It just does that sometimes. Cold. Like, I don't know why it does that.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Well.
It's just thinking about it. Like, there's no reason for... Oh, yeah. Okay, there it is. He's 20, by the way. Both face multiple charges, including causing grievous... Is that how you say that word?
Grievous?
That's
grievous.
Else.
Joe? Grievous.
Don't check that. It'll be in the outtakes. Including causing grievous bodily harm. I don't know why there's a comma there. Why is this so difficult?
You wrote it.
I copied and pasted it.
Okay.